Chris Simon, a former Sioux Greyhound who went on to become one of the NHL's most feared enforcers, died on Monday night. He was 52. In a statement provided to ESPN, Simon's family confirmed he died by suicide and blamed his death on chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, the same brain disorder detected in other former NHL tough guys like Bob Probert, Derek Bougard and Wade Belak. The family strongly believes and witnessed firsthand that Chris struggled immensely from CTE, which unfortunately resulted in his death, read the statement provided by Simon's former agent, Paul Theofanis. We are grieving with the loss of our son, brother, father, partner, teammate and friend. The 6'3", 232-pound forward from Wawa, Ont, amassed 1,824 penalty minutes in 782 games with the Quebec Nordiques, Colorado Avalanche, Washington Capitals, Chicago Blackhawks, New York Rangers, Calgary Flames, New York Islanders and Minnesota Wild. Before that, he played for the Hounds during the 1991-92 season, tallying 19 goals and 25 assists during the regular season and 5 goals and 8 assists during the playoffs. He was a key part of the team that lost in the 1992 Memorial Cup final to the Kamloops Blazers. The hashtag OHL is mourning the loss of former at Ottawa 67 Shockey and at OHL Hound power forward Chris Simon, a longtime hashtag NHL veteran and past Stanley Cup champion who has passed away at the age of 52. In memoriam headstone, https://t.co/xzpgl8q44zpic.twitter.com/udlc34jith Ontario Hockey League, at Ole Hockey, March 19, 2024. The NHLPA said in an email Tuesday confirming Simon's death that his children and family are grieving the sudden loss of their father, son, brother, friend and teammate. Ted Nolan, who coached and mentored Simon with the Ontario Hockey League Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, called it a very tough day. If I was starting a team, Chris would be my first pick, Nolan, who also coached Simon in the NHL with the Islanders, said in a text message. Size, skill, talent, and above all, a heart of gold. Simon also wasn't without controversy. The NHL suspended him 8 times during his career for a total of 65 games. Simon was hit with a 25-game ban when he was with the Islanders for a crosscheck to the face of Rangers forward Ryan Holweg in March 2007. He was then forced to sit 30 games for stomping on the leg of Pittsburgh Penguins winger Jarkko Ruutu in December of the same year. Simon, who was drafted in the second round by the Philadelphia Flyers in 1990 and shipped to Quebec as part of the Eric Lindros trade, won the Stanley Cup with Colorado in 1996 before making the final with Washington in 1998 and Calgary in 2004. Known for his fists in an era when staged fights and intimidation were big parts of NHL life, he could also put the puck in the net. Simon, who was of Ojibwe heritage and proud of Indigenous roots, registered 144 goals, including a career-high 29 with Washington in 1999-00, to go along with 161 assists for 305 points. He added 10 goals, 17 points and 191 penalty minutes in 75 playoff contests. Simon played parts of 5 seasons in the Russian-based Continental Hockey League after his final NHL stop with Minnesota in 2007-08. Ex-teammates took to X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, as news of his death spread Tuesday. An intimidating guy on the ice, hell of a player as well, posted Mike Commodore, who played with Simon in Calgary. He couldn't have been nicer to me. RIP Chris. You will be missed. The Canadian Press, with files from Sioux today.